News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Big story over the weekend was the US, UK and France and their joint effort to launch an airstrike attack on Syria in response to the alleged chemical attack on the town of Douma earlier this month. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Coveney, last week strongly condemned the alleged chemical attack in Syria. He joins us now. Taoiseach, can I start by asking you, what is the Irish government's position on the airstrikes over the weekend?
Well, first of all, last week, I called for caution in relation to military intervention. What we don't want to see is an escalation of tensions between the US and Russia in particular being carried out in Syria. Having said that, I think we will get a much more detailed update on those military strikes today at the Foreign Affairs Council in Luxembourg from both Britain and France. I think certainly the information I have is that they were very targeted. There were warnings given beforehand, and so there haven't been casualties, but that they were targeted in a way that would send a very, very strong signal that that chemical attacks are totally unacceptable. In any circumstances, but in particular when they're targeting women and children. So the US, Britain and France felt that the action that they took was justified. But we'll hear more about the detail of that today. Our message is consistent, that we want to see accountability for international crimes like the use of chemical weapons. And we want to see that accountability happen through UN structures. But certainly I'd like to hear more about the detail of that and the justification for it today before making any further comment.
Okay, and that's understandable. You want to get that detail before making a definitive judgment. The fact that the targeted nature of those attacks, does that give you some consolation in terms of the comments you made last week about your concerns about this not escalating this dispute? Does the targeted nature of that kind of give you some reassurance?
Well, I mean, I think, if you look at the Russian response to date, it's been, while of course it's been very critical, it hasn't escalated things further. The warnings have been along the lines of, if this happens again, there will be, I think the term is that there will be chaos in Syria. Undoubtedly there was pre-communication before those military strikes, and what has been destroyed has buildings and research facilities as opposed to civilian casualties. So, I think from that point of view, this has been thought through. And I think that most members of the public would recognize, having seen the imagery coming out of Syria and Douma, after the 7th of April, that it is important for the international community to respond to the use of chemical attacks in a very robust and comprehensive way. Obviously, from an Irish perspective, we would like to see that happening through the UN Security Council, but we've seen over and over again motions coming before the UN Security Council in relation to Syria being vetoed by Russia.
Is it almost the lesser of two evils to go ahead, given that, as you say, it's impossible?
I think many people would accept that, but I'd like to, I'd like to hear more detail today from the countries concerned. I mean, obviously, Ireland wasn't consulted before this happened. This is not an Irish or a European military strike. This was a NATO action by France, Britain, and the US, acting as three countries together, feeling that they had to respond to send a very clear signal to acting as a deterrent for the use of chemical weapons in the future. I think anybody else who was watching the imagery of the results of that chemical attack would feel sick to their stomach. I think the international community has to be strong on this issue. I would have much preferred if it was the UN was taking robust action in terms of accountability, independent inspection, and taking a legal prosecution after investigation on the basis of international war crimes. But that clearly hasn't been possible yet anyway through the UN. So I can understand why the targeted military action happened, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that Ireland was involved in.
I suppose the concerns, and I'm sure the concerns maybe you would share as well, the concerns people have about is more about kind of what happens next. I mean, was this attack purely a symbolic attack, or was it a precursor to wider military action? And if there is wider military action, could that lead to the kind of escalation you were warning against last week? Do you share those concerns about what happens after this?
Well, I mean, I think anybody should be concerned when there's more military action in a country that's been devastated by war now for many, many years, and where we have so many different interests and players involved in that military conflict. So it's a very, very complicated and very difficult conflict, and an incredibly tragic one that I think history will judge very harshly in terms of the role of the international community. But having said all that, I don't see any evidence to suggest that France, Britain and the US want to escalate things in Syria. What happened in terms of military strikes was not an attempt at regime change or anything like that. It was a very robust response to a chemical attack, and they wanted to make sure that the military action was a deterrent to making sure that that didn't happen again.
If I could ask you about Brexit and where we're at, we're now into April. Where are we with the final wording of that backstop? How optimistic are you that that can happen in the coming weeks and months? Or are we looking at October before there will be final agreement on that? And how worrying would that be?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, I'm in London this evening. I'm meeting David Lidington. He's the Deputy Prime Minister of the British government, specifically to talk about these issues. I'm also meeting Karen Bradley to talk about Northern Ireland, as you'd expect. Mm. But, you know, we have said very clearly that while we accept that the British government has now given a commitment that there has to be a backstop in the withdrawal treaty dealing comprehensively with the Irish border issue, so that we can reassure people that there will be no physical border or no associated checks and controls, which is what the British government have agreed to in terms of wording. I think people want to actually see that in the text of the withdrawal agreement. The strategy that's been agreed by both negotiating teams now on the EU and British side is that we would put a backstop in place along the lines of what was agreed in December. And then, of course, once that backstop is there, which is talking about maintaining full alignment with the rules of the EU single market and customs union to allow for an all-island economy, north-south cooperation, and to protect the Good Friday Agreement by having no border or no visible border. Once that backstop is in place, well, then, of course, we would like to proactively help to negotiate a better solution that wouldn't require the use of that backstop, which is what we've always said. The British government has committed to negotiating a wording to have a backstop in the withdrawal treaty, and those negotiations are now very much underway. But we would certainly like to see significant progress on agreeing that wording by June, not October. There will be another opportunity for the EU leaders to assess progress towards a withdrawal treaty in June. And I think that we are certainly working to that timetable. And if there isn't progress on the backstop and the wording around the backstop within the withdrawal treaty by June, then I think we have to ask some very serious questions as to whether it's going to be possible to do it by October. So the negotiating teams are very much focused on that, even in the last week or so. And politically, obviously, we have to encourage progress.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Taoiseach to Simon Coveney, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade. Thanks indeed for talking to us.